is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the losses across the cattle markets?
Well, yesterday we questioned the upside because we felt it was more technical in nature than it was anything else out there because we could not find fundamentals to go along with it. Well, today we've pretty much found that to be true as they started taking it away. The big problem was when we saw the USDA acreage and stock numbers that were price positive for the grains, that's what really pushed our cattle market down, causing triple-digit losses across the board. Now, choice box beef at mid-morning, 76 cents lower. Selects were up 46. Total movement of 74 loads. We also saw a cattle kill of 114,000 head today, and we saw a hog market that was very strong. On the close, August live cattle down $1.80. October down $1.60. August feeders down $4.35. October down the $4.50 limit, and August hogs 260 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
The auction includes a 2011 Prentice 2670 Feller Bunter Forestry Unit, a 2012 Bobcat T770 Compact Track Loader, a 2012 Bobcat E35 Compact Excavator, a 2011 Humdinger 455 Chain Disc 45-foot Harrow, a Triple K S-Tine Cultivator 33-footer, a Batco 1590 Belt Conveyor that's 90-foot long, a 2008 Honeybee SP30R Rice Header, 2005 John Deere 648G Apple Skidder.
If you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com.
And Tom, what caused the big gains today across the grain markets?
Leslie, in a nutshell, we had a friendly USDA report, especially for corn and soybeans. I said friendly, not bullish, but additional buying by the funds pushed this market to the highs that we saw made today. A very impressive day of upside took place. One last thing I'd like everybody to know is at 7:45 tonight is when the grain markets open. The opening is being revised to a resetting of the world clock by 1 second. 7:45 is the opening. Today on the close, September KC wheat up 28¾, December up 27¾, September Chicago wheat up 32¼, September corn up the 30-cent limit, December corn up 29¼, August soybeans up 55, November up 57¼, and December cotton 64 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.